Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Ça va bien, monsieur?
Oui, monsieur, ça va très bien. Everything is all right.
I thought I was listening to the beginning of The Ring.
Yes.
There's something very Wagnerian in the musical break there.
It was only my good friend and partner, Dana Countryman, and I, we did this thing to introduce the new era of space travels.
Well, actually, that section you heard is kind of this android creature kind of floating through space, getting ready to take off on his trajectory, his high-speed chase into space to find a new civilization. And it tells all about that in the liner notes to our CD. But it leads into a story about this android. His name is Noah. And his mission, he's been programmed to find a new planet for the descendants of the human race, because the planet has been destroyed by pollution and radiation.
It's very much of today. Monsieur Perry, growing up in France, a young man, what kind of music did you listen to?
So classical music, but also modern music.
But would you listen to big band music?
And oh, yes, of
Duke
course.
Ellington, Cal Gracie?
Duke Ellington and the English radio.
You did, eh?
Yeah.
So tell me about the first time you heard electronic music.
The first time was in the year after the war. It was Tom Disselwelt and Kit Balton who made a new music with synthesizer at this time. The sound, which was not a real sound from an instrument.
A violin or a...
No, something which was not recognizable. I never heard such a big, complete song with harmonies, with accompaniment. And it was very, very strange at the beginning. But I wanted to do that also.
And Dana, what about you? Young kid growing up in Seattle, Washington?
Yeah.
What kind of music did you listen to, and how did you get into this?
Well, to start, you know, I was into all the pop music of the day, the Carpenters, Bread, you know, the easy listening pop music, and the Beatles, those kinds of things. But I did hear Jean-Jacques' album when I was about 17, and a friend and I heard it on a local TV station. And we called the station and asked them, what was that music you
guys played? Do you remember the
name
of the album?
It was The Insound from Way Out, which was Jean-Jacques' first Vanguard LP.
And this would be what year, 70?
It was released in 66, I believe.
Oh, 66?
Yeah, but they were still using it into the early 70s, and they still use it today for things. So we called the radio station sound engineer, and he said, well, it's a French composer named Jean-Jacques Perret. So we immediately rushed out, my friend and I, and bought all of his albums. And little did I know, 35 years later, that I would become good friends with Jean-Jacques. We would co-write music together. We would release albums.
Where did you meet? In New York?
We actually met in Paris for the first time.
Did you seek Monsieur Perry out?
Well, you know, he's the kind of guy that draws people into his circle. He is so warm and so loving. I originally interviewed him for a magazine. And he continued to ask about my family and how I was doing. And he's just such a friendly guy that I just felt very comfortable with him. And eventually I wanted to buy an andouline, which is the instrument that Jean-Jacques used, the early synthesizer,
this is a synthesizer?
From France.
A
yes.
Moog synthesizer? Or this precedes it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's all vacuum tubes. It was before the synthesizer. It was a monophonic instrument that was invented in Paris by an inventor named Georges Denis. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have one of these instruments, and Mr. Perret was a great help to me to find the instrument, and we met in Paris, and he gave me some training on the instrument, and then we met in 2003 as well. But we've been friends for about 15 years now, I think.
Yeah,
and collaborators.
Yeah.
But when we first started out, it wasn't as musical collaborators. It was just a friendship.
Gosh, I'm going to become a composer. This is great. This is a fortuitous day for me. Monsieur Perry, what is it like? I mean, is it a joyful process for you? Because the music is so, I find, joyful.
Mm.
And is it joyful for you to compose? What do you feel as you work?
I feel that composing is my destiny. I don't want to be...
But the feeling's that strong.
Yeah, that's strong. I have to compose, and I must compose at night with
headphones.
Yes. Yeah. In order not to disturb neighborhood with this music.
That Perry kid to shut it down again. He's getting loud. They call the cops on you?
No, I want.
But it must be at night.
It must be at night, yes, because at night, telephone doesn't ring. And nobody comes to my apartment. I am completely in my space.
And your head is clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dana, are you a night owl?
I am definitely a night owl. And I get most of my work done when my wife and son are asleep. And once again, it's quiet in the house. That's generally the time that I work as well. And then we work collaboratively by MP3, since he lives in Europe and I live in America.
Oh, so you aren't always in the same room.
We're not always together, but we're still thinking together, even though we're continents apart. And then we talk on Skype. We listen to music together on Skype through the computers. So we've used the digital technology.
You embrace technology every generation, right? So, I mean, yes, everything you can use
to
make music.
Everything. We even use to send, for instance, an idea. I have an electronic piano. I make a copy on a mini disc, and I send the mini disc by FedEx to Dana, and Dana makes the masterpiece.
So you are many years apart. What have you learned from your, I was going to say protege, but let's say collaborator?
I learned a lot from Dana. Because he is, for me, an example of precision and good taste. When we work together, we even feel the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when he says to me, here there is a problem, I say, yes, that's here.
He hears the same.
Vraiment sympathique, grammaire.
Yeah. We can listen to a piece of music that we worked on, and I'll go, I heard one note that was wrong. And Jean-Jacques will say, I heard the same note. And it will be the same note. So we work in sympathetic vibration almost. Mm-hmm. And we also,
it must be a great feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling. And you know what I have to say? He's the only musician I've ever collaborated with that I felt that we were equal, that he contributes an equal part and I contribute an equal part, and it works together, and it sounds like it was all written by the same person, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, because there could be problems when you get more than one person,
yeah.
Right?
And we get along great. We don't argue. It's a really happy experience.
And we are in osmosis.
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah, or you're joined together at the brain.
Yes, very well.
Can you, I mean, I love this music. I have a 19-year-old son who thinks he can compose because of the technology has allowed us so many, you know, to make movies but get rid of a prejudice I have that this is wonderful music. I love to listen to, but I don't think it's serious music. And I'm just saying that as a question out there to both of you, which I'm sure you've had to deal with.
Yeah. Well, on our first album, the one we did in 2006, our idea was to create happy music that would cheer people up, because we felt that there was so much negative music in the world that we really felt a calling to try and create some vibrations.
I've got that CD too.
Vibrations that would be cheerful. On this album, I also agree with Jean-Jacques.
This is the space album.
Their new album called Destination Space. I also agree that we do have serious moments on this album, but in the middle, there are some crazy, happy, funny moments as well. But it also ends on a serious note. And the idea was to get people thinking, like Jean-Jacques said, about the future, about being careful about what might happen.
So provoke us to think.
Exactly. One of the great things about Jean-Jacques' music is that young people are really attracted to it. As a matter of fact, we have done a lot of concerts and lectures together where I remember the concert in Berlin, it was about 1,000 people and no one was older than, I would say, 26. So a lot of young people have great respect for Monsieur Perret's history, his contribution to electronic music. And I think isn't that very rewarding for you?
Oh, yes.
Because when you first did it in the 60s, there wasn't so much response.
Not so much response.
No, it was thought of as a gimmick.
It was something unknown for people and maybe not useful.
So I could.
Yes, that's the word, useful. Yeah.
And I would say that Monsieur Perret is ahead of his time, was ahead of his time, and now people are finally understanding what he was trying to say 40 years ago.
Mm. You're ahead of your time. You and Spike Jonze. Do you still have fun?
Oh, yes.
No doubt.
Oh, no doubt, yes.
I thank you both very much. Merci mille fois. Et vous êtes bien gentil, Monsieur Perret. Thank you, Dana. It was nice to meet you,
Monsieur,
too. Bit of a surprise.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I got the senior partner and the junior partner,
right,
if you don't mind.
Yes.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.